Good morning, good morning, good morning, Baltimore. Kaya here with another Hezekiah moment. And it is titled Introducing Sharon, or Sharon Jameson. I'm sorry, Ms. Sharon, Ms. Jameson, if I got it wrong, but I will definitely have it right by Friday. But before we start with this short another short excerpt, we will begin in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord, for allowing us to wake us up to this day, Lord. We thank you and praise you for giving us the rest we need to make it throughout this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies over the busy highways and byways, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those who are going to work and those who are not going to work, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those who are resting, Lord. Those who are reading their word, Lord, those who are studying to show thyself approved, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the man in the mirror ministry. We thank you, Lord, for placing that in my hands, Lord, and with the help of our co-host, Michelle, Lord, continue to bless her in a mighty way, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done and are going to do in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for this being the 18th day of the new year, Lord. We are just looking forward for bigger and better things in 2016. Continue to bless all the guests who have been coming on to the show, Lord. Bless Ms. Jameson as she comes on this week, Lord. Give her the strength, give her the power, and give her the will just to be the person that you want her to be. Bless her books that she can, bless everything she does in a mighty way, Lord, and we will never fail to give you all honor and glory. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Yes, this is another Hezekiah moment. We are giving a short intro to Ms. Jameson, so you guys will be available on Friday night at 9. This lady is a power hitter. You're not going to want to miss this interview. We'll talk about her book, especially her book, The Strength of My Soul. And this is just some brief information about Ms. Jameson. As an entrepreneur, author, speaker, visionary, and strategist, Sharon Jameson has been teaching principles of love and self-empowerment for over 25 years. Her career journey has taken her from owning a fitness studio to managing multi-million dollar accounts for an international biotechnology firm. She most recently founded the Jameson Group, a leadership training and development company specializing in personal transformation and relational healing. As a life strategist, Sharon uses her creativity and passion to design coaching programs for individual couples and or small groups. Her programs are created to help her clients set goals, develop a plan of action, and achieve the tangible results they desire. So yes, this woman is a power hitter. You are not going to want to miss her. She has a lot going on. She's an entrepreneur, author, speaker, visionary, and life strategist. So just think about one person having all that in her corner where she can actually help you, help me, help those who, not just women, but those who would want to take her on as, take her on and learn from her. That's the best thing I can say is that, you know, when we have these guests on, they have a story, and we're going to thought, you know, before she got to this place in her life, there was something else going on in her life. So these are the type of stories that we have on The Man in the Mirror. And again, our mantra is real people, real stories, real overcomers. So we definitely have to take the time and read about her, talk about her, bring her story up, and make sure people are listening to learn about her. You know, that, and that's what I'm looking for. I want people to understand that when we have these guests on, that they are here wanting to tell their story. They're not just, you know, on here just to be on here. They are here as they tell their story to be able to help you, me, and anyone in the future who listens to these on demand, because they, once you know we have our shows, they are out there. They are out there for everybody to listen to forever and ever and ever. So, you know, that's the best thing I can actually tell you. She has a lot going on, and I'm excited. I'm definitely excited about her and a little bit about her book that's coming out, or that's out. It's called Strength of My Soul. And she says, we are women, the bearers of life. We live, we love, we struggle. We lose and we hope. Through it all, we share an insatiable spirit to move forward and to preserve. We share an unquenchable faith in God and love and in ourselves, a faith that radiates at the core of our being, the very reason we journey, in spite of insurmountable odds. In this faith, we abide, and with it, we move mountains. Now, that's a powerful, powerful statement. And I'm going to get it right this time, because I want you to hear. Because we, you know, besides being on the show, we want you guys to purchase her book, find out about her, see what's going on. And again, I read that statement. We are women, bearers of life. We live, we love, we struggle. We lose, and we hope. Through it all, we share an insatiable spirit to move forward and to persevere. We share the unquenchable faith in God, in love, and in ourselves, a faith that radiates at the core of our being, the very reason we journey in spite of seemingly insurmountable odds. In this faith, mountains. In this book, 27 women from a variety of races, classes, and backgrounds share greatest joys and their greatest pains, their moments of victory and their moments of deep despair. Through powerful prose and gripping narratives, we are taken into the hearts and minds of women who have risen from the ashes of immeasurable suffering, like individual threads forming a rich tapestry. The stories portray a beautiful and enduring image of life and womanhood. Wow. All I can say is wow. You know, that is something that's going to be, you know, something to look forward to, talking to a woman of power like that, talking to a visionary, talking to someone that knows that regardless of what goes on, we can do it. I'm going to take a little break right now. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. And if you want to talk to Ms. Jameson, please call in at 917-889-2271. 917-889-2271 on the 22nd of January 2016 at 9 p.m. Or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/the man in the mirror. I'm going to take a few minutes break. And I'm a working man, so as I'm getting ready, continue to get ready for work, I'll be back in a moment.
See you.
Montgomery with another Hezekiah moment, introducing Sharon Jameson. I'm excited about each of my guests because they just give me strength and hope to keep it moving. And we are, you know, having a talking about meeting and talking to Miss Sharon Jameson, who's an author, speaker, visionary, and life strategist. So you guys should be looking forward to tuning in on Friday, the 22nd of January, 2016, at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. So we won't be on long, but we will get a lot done. So So I'm looking forward to talking to you guys. I'm looking forward to you tuning in. I'm looking for your comments. Michelle will be in the chat room. So tune in, call, and give her some support because she has a lot going on. And, I am honored, that she wants to, bless her with her presence on The Man in the Mirror. Because, I take this thing seriously. I just, I'm not one just to let anyone on a show, but I take this thing seriously because it's not just about me, but it's about you guys out there who are listening, who are learning, who are praying, and who are just testifying about the love of God. And that's why I'm played that song, because many times I actually use that as an idea for a support chapter in my book. We need someone praying for us. We need Jesus, talking about Jesus praying for us behind the scenes. He's always uplifting us, praising us, praying for us. We need someone to say a prayer for us, especially when we are going through. She's a life strategist. She uses her creativity and pastor design coaching programs for individuals. So, many times as we go through life, we go through hiccups. I know I went through a hiccup, and that's where my book, Rediscovering Kai, came from. I was going through life, and I had many hiccups and end up in places I shouldn't have been. But again, what do you do after when you're going through your transition in life to get back to where you belong? My church is going through consecration right now, so we're fasting, we're praying, we're uplifting Jesus, we're praising. So, when we go through things in life, consecration is important, giving ourselves back to God, singling ourselves out, knowing that we are only for Him and to Him. So, again, we want you guys to tune in, meet Michelle and myself, Hezekiah, on The Man in the Mirror, Friday night, January 22nd, 2016, as we welcome Shalon Jameson on the show. You guys have been good. One more thing, I'm sorry. Live off the press, a note just came in. Make sure I give you guys this information. If you would like to be a guest on the show, you can you can call at 888-501-8650, extension 780. Again, that's 888-501-8650, extension 780. The HL Montgomery Hotline. Leave a message. Leave a message and we'll give you a call back. Or if you want to just give a comment or, just say, give us a shout out. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You guys have been great. We just want you to, again, tune in on the 22nd at 9, call in at 917-889-2271, or log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Man in the Mirror. And we want you guys just to tune in and so we can have some fun. This has been another Hezekiah Moment, and I'm your man, Kai, and as always, I'll meet you at the mirror.